Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to
Yes,
advise
ma'am.
you. Yes, this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, you're speaking to her.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
I need to see if I can put in a claim, but it because I had a claim a couple years ago, it's trying to take me back to my old account. I'm not really sure how to go about that. So I went back to school. I got my nursing degree. I've been going through Mary Beth at Personnel Resources. I've done 7 interviews. I went back to school. I'm an LPN. I'm trying to get a job. I haven't been able to get a job. I'm going on my 5th week now. So I went to put in a claim just to see if I could get any help.
Yes. Can I start off by getting your full Social Security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 590-1942-89.
Thank you. May I have you please verify your first and last name?
Elaine, ELAINE Sanders.
Thank you. And can I also have you verify your date of birth, please?
224-82.
Thank you. And can I have your driver license number, please?
6850605.
Thank you. And may I have you verify your mother's maiden name?
Sykes.
Thank
S
you.
I. Okay.
You can see you. Yes, you can
Ma'am.
continue, ma'am, with your you can continue spelling it out.
SIKES.
Thank you. One moment. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with the same is considered fraud?
Of course, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a
Yes.
fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years
Yes.
could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
I have not.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And to confirm, your first name is spelled ELAINE.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is spelled SANDERS.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And to confirm, can I have your telephone number, please?
334-441-6722.
Thank you. And may I have your, to confirm, your date of birth is 2/24/1982?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And to confirm, your mother's maiden name is Sikes.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
What state is your driver license in?
Alabama.
Thank you. And to confirm, your license number is 685-0605.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And may I please have your race?
Caucasian.
Are you white, black, Asian,
yes,
American?
Ma'am. White.
Thank you. And may I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
No, ma'am. I'm not Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my associate's and LPN certification.
So how many years of college did you do, ma'am?
I did 2.5 years of prerequisites and then 1.5 years of the LPN, so like about 4 years total.
Thank you. And are you a U.S.
And I'm
citizen?
Go ahead.
You can continue.
I'm 42. I went back to school a few years ago, so, I mean, it was all recent. But go ahead.
Thank you. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have your residential country, please?
United States.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
208 Willow, Willow, Oaks Drive, Headland, Headland, Alabama, 36345.
I can barely understand you. Can I have you restate the zip code again, please?
36345.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have the occupation for the last job that you clocked out on and also the work description, please?
I was a nurse.
Thank you. And what type of nurse were you?
LPN, licensed practical nurse for a doctor at a clinic.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you
I'm even going through personnel resources. Like, I've even got them trying.
Yes, ma'am. Do you obtain work accessibly through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school attorney?
For what?
Are you currently registered for or attending school attorney?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
I was making 22 an hour. The going rate for LPN in this area is $19 an hour.
So I do apologize, ma'am. I'm not understanding. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50. Is your answer $19?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for your receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for you receiving a pension from an employee who worked for the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal? I do apologize. You will have to let me finish the sentence, ma'am.
Okay.
So have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with your federal income tax?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer? Keep your direct deposit, change direct deposit, or state debit?
Direct deposit.
Is keep your direct deposit or change your direct deposit? You have to choose one of those choices.
What's the difference between the two?
One is keep your direct deposit that's already on file, or change your direct deposit.
I don't understand the question.
One is keep your direct deposit that's already on file, and the other one is change your direct deposit.
Change the direct deposit.
Thank you. Would you like for you to go to your checkings or your savings?
Checking.
And can I have your routing number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, my routing number, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, ma'am.
It is 262-183-749.
Thank you. Can I have you also confirm that routing number, please?
262-183-749.
Thank you. And can I have your bank account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 304-947-601.
Thank you. And can I have you confirm that bank account number?
Yes, ma'am. 304-947-601.
Thank you. One moment. Can I also have the name of the last company that you clocked out on, please?
Fairview Clinic.
Thank you. And can I have the company's telephone number, please?
334-794-3192.
Thank you. And can I have the work location, city?
Dothan, D-O-T-H-A-N. Alabama.
Thank you. Can I also have the employment start date, the month, the day, and the year, please?
Yes, ma'am. I started the week after graduation, so the second week in May of 2023.
So I do apologize, ma'am. Can I have you say the month, the day, and the year, please? I can barely understand you. What is the month, the day, and year?
Okay, hold on. I'm looking for you. May 15th, 2023.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can I have the last day work, please? The month, the day, and the year?
May 29th, 2024.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
They let me go. The administration got new administration, and they are making all kinds of changes to the clinic, and they let me go because of it.
So was your position eliminated, ma'am?
I don't know what they're doing with my position. I know that they got rid of almost all their nurses. So I don't know what's going on there now.
Give me one moment. Was it a reduction in force, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, and they did give me a severance pay of $480.89.
Thank you. One moment. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I do apologize for the wait.
No, you're good.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No, they refused it. All of my sick pay and my vacation pay, which is why they gave me the severance of $480 to make up for it.
So to understand better, you did not get the sick pay also and the holiday pay, so that's correct?
No, ma'am. That is correct.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Can I have you verify your first name, last name, and full social?
Yes, ma'am. Elaine Sanders, 590-194289.
Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned at least? 1996 Dodge Avenger, a 2000 Chrysler Grand Voyager, 2001 Mercedes-Benz SL Class, 2002 Toyota Mr. 2 Spider, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
1996 Dodge Avenger.
Thank you. Which of the following street addresses in Hearst have you ever lived there or been associated with? 128 Acadia Street, 211 Mountain View Drive, 2928 Ridgewood Drive, 612 North Booth Callaway Road, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 102 Woodley Road, 2440 Chestnut Road, 3000 Summit View Circle Southeast, 44 Addison Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses. Climbing, are you
like
there?
20. Yeah, I'm just, I know, like, when I was 19 and I'm 42, I lived in a townhouse called Woodland, but I'm not sure if it's 102 Woodland Road or not.
So you have to choose one of the following choices. Is it 102?
I would say not, none of the above.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I hereby file an internet claim for the unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I understand. I started finding the appearance of a jury, then the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Climate Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. We came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works, the Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet causes denial of benefits. The process you just completed for your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payment to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week for results in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claim portal, click File Weekly Certification button on your homepage, or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through not later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday can result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities list. Exemptions to work touch requirements are made the following. Acting union members who have submitted proof against standing within union. Employees who want to verify short-term layoffs. Claimants to send direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. and that's Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone and letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hired when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week can result in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit local Alabama Career Center. So we have completed your unemployment claim and also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, so it's 490-004-005.
Can I repeat that back?
Yes.
490-004-005.
That's correct. And your PIN number is 8982. Use that to file your claim each and every week.
8983?
8982. Okay, and is there any further
assistance needed? No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.